Hello and welcome to Jesus for Her. I'm Kathy, your host, and in today's episode, we're diving into the concept of grace. So grace is described in the Bible as God's unmerited favor, an extraordinary gift that is given freely and not earned. It's the powerful force in our lives, shaping our understanding of forgiveness, love, and mercy. And in this episode, we'll explore what grace means and its importance. So we'll look into the scripture that explains the essence of grace, including the impact it has on our journey towards salvation and personal growth. So for those wondering how I study the Bible, some of the sources I use for studying are the Got Questions app or enduringword.com. They just really help break everything down for me. I also like to read the commentaries. So today, let's start in Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So grace is translated from the Greek word charis, which just means favor or blessing. Grace is God choosing to bless us instead of giving us what we deserve. Grace is a gift from God, and it's not something that we can earn or achieve through our own efforts. And what this means is God didn't favor you because you were a nice person, or you were someone who donated to the poor, or because you were kind and you never cheated or bullied anyone. There is absolutely nothing you can do to earn God's grace. Grace is what everyone needs, but something that no one can earn on their own. And it's given freely by God. The gift of grace gives us salvation. So why is grace so important? If you go actually read Ephesians 2 from the beginning, it says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for He raised us from the dead along with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So before being saved through grace, we were spiritually dead. It's no wonder that I always felt like there was no purpose in life. At one point, I felt like everything was just useless, and that's because I was dead inside. So before Jesus, I only lived to please my flesh. And let me tell you that it never lasted. Pleasing my flesh was it was a temporary fill. I was a slave to sin. I was a lover of the darkness. I was lost and blind, not realizing that what I was searching for was what Jesus had to give. I crossed the line. I challenged God's boundaries. I was on full rebellion mode. I was following Satan and doing his work, not realizing that I was in need of God's grace. And Jesus gives us an example of what grace looks like in the parable of the prodigal son. So let me read that to you. It's a little long, but it's Luke 15:11-32. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, who sent him into this field to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. and he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this is my son. My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost but is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, before he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him? And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all the time, all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this is your brother. For this, your brother was dead and is alive, and he was lost and is found. So there are so many lessons in this story alone, but I'm just going to focus on the main topic here of grace. One of the messages that Jesus is teaching us is that the father, despite his son's wasteful and disrespectful actions, welcomes his son back with open arms. And not only does he welcome him back, but he also celebrates him and he restores his position. So this story just highlights God's boundless mercy and grace towards us. God's love is unconditional, and he welcomes back anyone who repents and returns to him. God is very patient, and not only does he accept us back, but he restores us. We are his children. So here are a few other verses that talk about grace. Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus, by Christ Jesus. Romans 6:14, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. 2 Timothy 1:9, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to the ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So I really have no other thing to say but thank you, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. I am free from the shackles that sin had on me. So these verses, they just show the transition in our life. Satan was our master, but through Jesus, we have received grace. Sin separated us from God, and prior to grace, we were living under the law, which is a system of rules and regulation. And the problem is that sin reigns over anyone who relies on their own ability to meet the demands of the law. Under grace, we receive forgiveness, and we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to overcome sin. We experience freedom from the power of sin. And instead of being dominated by our sinful desires, we are transformed and guided by God's Spirit, reflecting his character and will. We have a new identity and a way of living. Amen. So, and since I'm talking about grace, I think it's only fair to bring up Mary, the mother of Jesus. So Luke 1:28-33. Angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." So Mary was a recipient of God's grace. She was highly favored, and Angel Gabriel told her that the Lord was with her. She was just an ordinary person who was highly favored by God. And that's good news, because just like you and I, we are ordinary people. We also have received the grace of God, and this means that God's presence is with each and every one of us, and it's truly beautiful. So in closing, grace is God's transformative force in our lives, reminding us that no matter how lost we may feel, there is always a way back to him through his unconditional love. And the story of the prodigal son just beautifully illustrates the truth, showing us that God is always ready to welcome us with open arms. And as we embrace this, as we embrace grace, let's just remember it's not about our worthiness, but it's about the depth of God's love for us. So I encourage you to reflect on how grace has played a role in your own life, and you know, just share that grace with others. So thank you for joining me today. Until next time, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Bye bye.